Whoa there, that was a close one. I apologize, my hand must have slipped. Are you always so quick to hit someone just over a light touch of your ass? Ooh, good girl. Reflexes like that are often good to have, especially for one as delectable as you. No. No turning around and no making a sound. That is, unless you want a bullet in your head and your brains on the floor. That's right. Good girl. You value your life, I see. Seems my instincts haven't failed me yet. Aw, how rude of me. I've yet to introduce myself. I'm afraid I can't give you a name, but I believe you might have heard of me. Does the term shadow rapist mean anything to you? So you have heard of me. You know, that's the thing about media these days. Everyone comes up with the stupidest names just to draw people's interest. The shadow rapist. Really? I mean, I've never been caught, I've never been seen, and I never leave evidence behind, but I'm not some kind of rape ninja. I'm simply good at what I do. Very good at what I do. Still, it does have a nice ring to it, doesn't it? I said no moving. That is so rude of you, trying to leave before I finish talking. I really must thank you, though, for picking this convenient corner of the room. It's nice and dark near the room's speakers so that the music is loud enough to not draw attention to us. Girls like you really do make my hobby easier. Tell me, how does the gun feel against your back? It's a Rochefort 34 with a fitted silencer. One of my favorites, really. It's nice and light. Real good trigger on it, too. I haven't actually had to use it yet on one of my victims, but I'm not opposed to making you the first. With all the music playing right now, no one will hear the shot. And by the time someone sober enough to realize that you're not just sleeping comes by, I will be long gone. Like I said, I know what I'm doing. But I'd really rather not align myself with such messy affairs. Besides, you really do have such a beautiful body. It's one of the best I've seen, actually. You've got this soft, delicious skin, such a wonderful shape. Those nice, honest eyes and an aura of defiance, even now, even with me in your ear. It's a wonder that you've been ignored for so long tonight. Perhaps it's that very defiance that keeps men away. They fear a woman with power, with self-respect. But me? Oh, I thrive on it. Most of the people I've taken are rather weak-willed. They're so eager to scream. They give in so easily. But you... No, you're not like that, are you? And I knew it from the moment I laid eyes on you, too. To tell you the truth, I'm a little scared myself right now, and that turns me on immensely. Oh, yes, you will do perfectly for what I have in mind. So here's how this is going to go down. One of these days, I'm going to take you. You might just be strolling down the street to meet a friend, or perhaps you'll be in a club not unlike this one. Maybe you've had one too many drinks and you'll start to feel a little sleepy. You'd be surprised how well sedatives work. Whatever the case may be, you can be assured that I will be there to assist. You're going to wake up bound and chained, probably naked, but that depends on my mood, really. Do you like being gagged? No answer. Well, I guess we'll find out. Anyway, you're not going anywhere once I have you. And who knows how long I'll keep you there. A night. Days, weeks, months, it makes no difference to me. I'll have you when I am good and ready. And when I'm ready, I'll come down to you. I'll walk up to your savory body, and I'll take a nice long taste of your neck. Don't worry, I'll be gentle at first. A few kisses here and there. I'll take a nice whiff of your hair. Lavender, I take it, with a hint of honeysuckle. My, you are a woman of taste. You'll feel my fingers along your body, surveying you like my eyes never could. Soft skin, a curve here, a curve there. The familiar sensation of a hearted nipple. I'll pinch it, and you squeal with the sensitivity. I'll take a taste, and you squirm as much as your chains allow. Are you struggling from pleasure or fear, I wonder? A bite, pulling at your breasts, and you struggle more. My hand continues down your body and finds your folds moist with wetness. So you are enjoying this, aren't you? Good girl. I'll finger you up and down along the clit, determined to make you enjoy it. Your body aches and squirms, and your precious little cunt is getting soaked for me. Exasperated moan escapes your lips as I slide my fingers into you, and with my hands I fuck you, pounding your tight little pussy harder and faster until I'm sure you're about to come. And then I stop. I'll let you come down from your little high without coming. I'll edge you on. First with my fingers, then with my tongue, soaking up all of your delicious juices. A few hours of this, and then I'll go. Maybe you'll come tomorrow. Perhaps the day after. A week. I could keep you as long as I wanted. I could stroke myself over you. I could cover your mouth with my cunt. I could make you this pure, beautiful woman into my filthy little cum slut. And when I'm done defiling you, I'll force you to ride my cock, that orgasm you've been desperately waiting for. You'll ride and you'll ride, forcing yourself on my cock, not because you want it, but because your body wants it. Because I've forced your body to want mine. You'll be sick and disgusted with it, but you'll want to come. And you will come, as will I. All that delicious, filthy cum you've been saving up. It'll be all mine. And I'll be all yours. Wouldn't you just love that? I know I will. And you'll grow to love it as well. We might do that a few more times. I've already got the perfect cock picked out. And then a few more weeks of edging you on, whittling you away, breaking you down, making you want me and desire me, all because you want to come. It'll be fun. At least until I get bored with you. What happens then, you might ask? You die. Simple as that. And I'll go find some other girl to occupy my time and affection. Oh, don't make that face. You'll die happy. After all, I'll let you come first, won't I? By now, you're probably asking yourself, why is she telling me all this? Well, I'll be honest with you here. It's because I'm bored. It's so easy to just snatch a girl up unawares and have my way with her. But that's become awfully boring to me. It makes the hunt no fun. Sometimes I want the prey to bite back, to give me a challenge and make me earn my prize. So that's why I'm here tonight, to inform you that you are my prey and that I will have you. Rest assured, little mouse, it won't be tonight. It probably won't even be tomorrow, but the day will come, and so will I. I will hunt you and I will catch you, no matter what you do, no matter who you turn to. I do trust that you'll give me a good chase, won't you? I can already imagine how beautiful you'll look with bared fangs. You know what the best part about all of this is? It's that no matter how much your mind is saying no to this, your body is turned on right now, isn't it? You're getting wet and bothered by my voice, buzzing in your ear, hearing all about the pleasure before the pain. Oh, it's fucking wonderful. No matter how much you try to fight it deep inside, you're just as sick as I am. Such delicious sin. I'm tempted to take you now, but I think I'll take my leave instead. Thank you for listening. The hunt is on, little mouse. Do try to bite back.